Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The critically acclaimed extreme entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ by Tracy Emmerich, Ph.D., has been called by one reviewer a savvy balance of philosophy, culture, and personality. His book explores the soul and how it projects to others. Two examples, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ, are examined for what each did as extreme entrepreneur to provide a position that has changed and will continue to change humankind. Dr. Emmerich is a very busy retired individual. He has authored two marketing books, operated a direct marketing agency for 20 years, spent 10 years in marketing and business development and consulting. While with his work, he served as a state representative, still performing that function, moderator of his church, chair of his town's planning board, taught at several universities at the graduate level. Married for 53 years, his education, a BA in philosophy, a master's in business administration, MBA, and a PhD in business administration. And Tracy Emmerich, PhD, author of Extreme Entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ, joins us on This Week in America. Dr. Emmerich, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
What an amazing job you've done with this. And the book is so well done. Let's start with the basic title, Extreme Entrepreneurs. What exactly is an extreme entrepreneur?
Well, if you look at what entrepreneurs do, they take risks. So everybody that's entrepreneuring at whatever level, it could be in business, it could be in their faith, it could be a lot of places, they take risks. Extreme entrepreneurs are ones that I have labeled that have an idea that they're trying to entrepreneur that nobody else understands. Let me give you another example besides Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ. One that's in the news for different reasons right now would be Walt Disney. I consider Walt Disney as also an extreme entrepreneur. Yes. He's had a vision of what could be in the entertainment world that nobody else had. And just as Steve Jobs had his vision of putting a front end on technology, or in Jesus' case, what he did was he took a world that was fraught with fear and said, forget the fear part, let's go with love. And their messaging came from outside of the known world at that time, in Jesus' case and also Steve Jobs' case. That's a long answer to a short question.
No, it was a very good answer. I really appreciate that. And it brings on more questions. But if you're just joining us on the program, the book is Extreme Entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ by Tracy Emmerich, Ph.D. Book available wherever books are sold. His website is author Tracy Emmerich, EMERICK.com. We'll give you that throughout the conversation. Book at Amazon. Book also available at BooksidePress.com, Barnes & Noble, all of those. And you can link on, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So let's go back in a little bit further into that, the answer to the last question. Why are Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ extreme entrepreneurs? What qualities did they have? And you touched on those that really put them in that category.
Okay, well, Steve Jobs, his vision was to make technology simple. Because at the time when he got involved, everybody had to write code.
Yes.
Even to use a word processor, you had to be able to write code. What he did is he looked at the complexity of technology, the power of technology, and said, I got to make that easy. His metaphor was, he said, I want to make it like you get on a bike and just ride away. So he said he's inventing the bicycle for the mind. And so everything he did was put a front end on complex technology with point and click and drag and drop and all the different things that he basically invented. Let me rephrase that. He adopted. He took technologies and combined them to do things that made it easy to use technology. And it's changed the world. I mean, and
yes,
as long as Apple sticks with their knitting, it will continue to change the world. As technology advances and becomes more cost effective, It'll go into more and more countries. And, you know, we're never going to go back to writing code.
Thankfully.
Those days are over.
Thankfully. That passed me by. I was totally lost in that. So I thank Steve Jobs every day for what he's done to make this accessible for limited people like me in society. But when you think about it, what he did as just remarkable and the legacy. And you also, Jesus Christ included in this, what makes him in your mind an extreme entrepreneur?
Okay. In Jesus' time and in the Jewish faith, there were rules for everything. And you were always breaking a rule of some kind.
Yes.
So, and he lived in a country that was occupied by the Romans. So he had fear from the church by breaking the rules. I mean, everybody was afraid of the hierarchy of the church. And you had the Romans, who everybody was afraid of. So most people really didn't have any anchors. They were afraid of their church. They were afraid of their occupiers. And they were taxed heavily. So it wasn't a happy time. And what Jesus did, basically, is he didn't pay attention to anybody's rules as far as talking to these people, and you can't talk to women when they're by themselves, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. He basically said, I'm going to reach out to people and get to know them, and they're going to get to know me, regardless of the rules. And so what he did is he said, don't fear anymore. Do not fear. And even the angel said that, you know, when he was born, do not fear. And so he said, put fear over there and come and let's love each other as ourselves. And so that was basically his tenet. Love your neighbor as yourself. And those are powerful words when you start looking at what he's really saying. He didn't say love people you like. He said, love all people. So that was very heretical, actually, at the time. But in his mind, and that's why I look at him as an entrepreneur, because he was breaking ground with love instead of fear. I mean, he could have been pounding on the table with his views, and it wouldn't have worked. He lived his views, and he got his message from a higher source. Just as Steve Jobs did, actually. You know, Steve Jobs never did any product research. He didn't do research or anything. He got his message from somewhere else. And Jesus, we know where he got his message from. So
yes,
he moved forward with faith and with belief that if you love yourself as your neighbor and your neighbor as yourself, we're going to be fine.
What a fascinating book. It is an easy read and enlightening read. The book is Extreme Entrepreneur, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ by Tracy Emmerich, PhD. His website is author, tracyemmerich.com. Book available wherever books are sold. Who is the target market for this? Is there one particular group that you feel this is designed for?
I wrote this book for my son-in-law, who is has no faith. He's an agnostic. I mean, he doesn't mind that people have faith, but he's just an agnostic. So I wanted to write the book, and oh, by the way, he and I are both avid Apple product users.
So good example. So yes.
Right. So when I wrote the book, the idea was to humanize Jesus and also to praise the accomplishments of a human in the same book. And because my son-in-law is actually very intelligent, and if I just came out and said it, he would push back. But if I did it the way I've done it, I believe it'll get to him at some point. He'll think about it for a year or two. and maybe then he'll come over to my side. But we'll see. But he was my target market. So, let's say somebody that's 40-something.
Well, that's interesting. It's the power of storytelling. He can be reading this. You're not even aware he's reading it, and you're making an impact on him with the story in the book, Extreme Entrepreneurs. Someone would go, Steve Jobs, Jesus Christ, I understand individually what he's talking about, but how are they alike as entrepreneurs? What are the how are they alike as entrepreneurs?
Well, as entrepreneurs, neither one of them paid attention to anybody. I mean, they had their mission, they had their vision, and they spoke it and did it all the time. Steve Jobs got to the point hiring people for the company. He tried hiring all the right, you know, resumes, this and that, and operations, and blah, yes, blah, blah. He finally found that the best way to hire people was to put them, managers I'm talking about, put them in front of the latest development of their products, and see if they were captivated by it. And if you were captivated by the product, he hired you. But if you didn't get it, if you looked at this this new thing, whatever it happened to be, it could have been an iPhone, it could have been an Apple, a Mac. And if you weren't, if you didn't see the magic in it, he didn't want you as an employee. So you had to buy into his vision with your own soul, because his products had his soul in it, and he hired people that could relate to his soul, just as Jesus did. I mean, Jesus had his message was from his soul, and those of us who understand that message identify with him and with the soul that he had.
I ask how they were alike as entrepreneurs, as then I'm thinking about the differences as entrepreneurs. How are they different as extreme entrepreneurs?
Well, they're different. They're different in what the perception is that Steve Jobs is all about products, and Jesus Christ is not about any products. But so I can draw the difference there. But if I look at what Steve Jobs' vision was, it was to make products that made life easier for people. So while he was not a great people person, he had a great vision for people using technology. On the other hand, Jesus had a great vision for people being involved with other people. So while they're different in their delivery, one product oriented and one is people oriented, ultimately both are people oriented.
What did Steve Jobs and Jesus entrepreneur? People are probably listening going, okay, but entrepreneur, I can see it with Steve Jobs. What did he entrepreneur? How do you answer that when people ask you about what makes each of them entrepreneurs?
Okay. What makes Steve Jobs the extreme entrepreneur is he captured technology for a common person. I mean, that's a line in the sand that nobody else had crossed. Jesus drew his line in the sand by saying, do not fear. You cannot live by fear. You have to live by love. And basically, after him comes the Holy Spirit and all that follows in Christianity. So, and both of them, what they delivered lives today and continues to have the same power it did when it was first introduced.
The book is Extreme Entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ by Tracy Emmerich, PhD. The book is available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. His website is author, TracyEmmerich.com, E-M-E-R-I-C-K, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A lot of books out there on entrepreneurship. What sets this book apart? Because it is unique, and what should readers expect from the book? You've got two very interesting stories, but there's more to it than just those stories. There's a lot that we can learn and apply in our lives. What can readers expect? What's the takeaway you hope after people read Extreme Entrepreneurs?
Well, I think the takeaway is that to know that we can entrepreneur as a common person, you know, you don't have to be divine to entrepreneur, but you also have to understand that you have a soul that relates to other souls. And so as we entrepreneur, we attract people soul to soul that we love or that we want to love. So that's, I guess that's the biggest takeaway as far as what I'm trying to do with Jesus Christ. I got myself down an alley here. What was your question?
Well, I think that you answered that. What's the takeaway is people read this, and there are two great stories that you tell of these two people that really have changed the lives of many and in society for decades, hundreds of years, right. Centuries. But also there's this development of soul. And you talk about our identities are our souls. Talk about that, because it really gets you thinking about what is my soul, how it applies, how I can be a better person. You talk right. about that. What our identities are our souls. Talk about that.
Well, if you look at it from the Apple perspective, there's those of us that are Apple product fanatics. We relate. We may not even know why we relate. But that comes, that's our soul reaching out to that technology and say, man, I really like that. Same thing applies in your sphere of friends or acquaintances or organizations that you belong to. Some organizations you belong to, your soul resonates with that organization. It could be a church, it could be a fraternal organization, it could be the veterans, it could be a lot of different things. And sometimes you get involved in organizations, you go, I'm not really here. It's not working for me. That's because your soul hasn't identified with it. Its message isn't with your soul. The most common term to understand this is the term soulmate. A lot of people refer to their spouse as their soulmate. That's truly the initial bonding and understanding of how the souls attract each other. So we all have, well, a lot of us have soulmates. I have one for 55 years, and we understand each other. Then you move out of your spouse and into your family. And how does that relate? And even though we have bickering and stuff in the family, we still have a relationship soul to soul with them. And you move further out then into your friends and these organizations or groups that you belong to. And part of our quest is to satisfy our soul. And that's why a lot of people are kind of lost, because they haven't been on enough adventures yet to understand that they are satisfied by others as well as they are satisfied by themselves. So we have to expose ourselves to others in order to get satisfied. You can sit in a room all by yourself and be happy as a lark, but it's not that satisfying.
Well, yes. Tracy Emmerich, PhD, our guest on the program, his book, Extreme Entrepreneur, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ. It's interesting you say combining the earthly with the divine is intentional. The reason we all have a bit of the divine in us, but we may not be aware of it. Talk about that just a little bit more, because that sort of jumps out as you're reading the book. And it's like, this is a point that I need to consider.
Okay. Well, what that means is that at the time of conception or at time of birth, we have a bit of the divine, the manufacturer installs in us. And as we grow, we start to question that, and it starts to be a little bit more of a driver or a little more of an attractor. And so as the divine inside the human being starts to develop, our relationships develop, and that's what that goes back into the soul, and our relationships from the divine, we have God within us at birth, and part of our journey is to realize how do we manifest that for other people, because our message is to serve others, and so how does our divine manifest itself in that service?
Where are we now in terms of extreme entrepreneurs? Steve Jobs was with us, changed our lives. Jesus Christ, no explanation needed, the impact it's had on humankind. And you mentioned Walt Disney and the impact that he had. Are there people now, contemporaries, that you feel fit into or could fit into extreme entrepreneurship?
I just lost his name, Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, he is certainly qualified to be called an extreme entrepreneur because he's had visions and intuitions that, you know, I would never think of having a rocket come back, the booster rocket come back and land itself.
Like on a drone ship, we're on the Atlantic coast, and I watch as many of these as I can, and that's one of the most amazing parts is the booster comes back, lands on a drone ship that's 300-400 miles out in the Atlantic in the middle of a circle. I mean, it's just, yeah, who would think that we could actually do that, not only save it, but we could land it in the middle of a circle?
Right, right. I would also reference the difficulty. Just a comment about Walt Disney. I mean, he grew an entertainment empire, a global empire, but now he's got a little bit too much help of people who don't share his soul, that are kind of wrecking the company, and so it could that empire could crumble.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. Is there a time, and you could almost see it with Disney, where the emphasis is on things other than what Walt Disney had in mind in the beginning, the families and
right.
The family's enjoyment. Now it's like, okay, we've got investors we have to take care of and profits we have to make. So sometimes with things, the attitude changes, don't they?
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a fascinating book, and you end up here in the state legislature. You're there now, and you said one of the things you learned as a state legislator is people or things, and I've got about 2 minutes left here, but this is so important, so many important issues, topics you bring up in the book, but this is as well, people or things. How did you realize the importance of that and the decisions that we make all the time between those two?
Well, that was my first term as a legislator, and I asked a gentleman who had served about 8 terms, and I said to him, how do you keep track of all this stuff? How do you categorize it? Because I don't even know what all this stuff's about. And so he said, just remember, every vote you cast is about people or it's about things. And I thought, well, that's okay. I can divide that up and then figure out where to spend my time or what to pay attention to, and he's right. A lot of the legislation we have, you know, is committing resources to buy things, like build a building or a parking garage or something like that, or to employ more state troopers and train them, or you know, snowplow drivers. You know, it's those two. Those are the two categories of legislation. Just to make it a simple divide.
And it's interesting because I think we can apply that in real life as we're going through and sorting everything out. The book, excellent job, Extreme Entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ by Tracy Emmerich, PhD. The book is available the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, BooksidePress.com. All of this information on a website, thisweekinamerica.us, and Dr. Emmerich's website is authortracyemmerich.com. Dr. Emmerich, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I know you're in session there in the state legislature. You took a break. You're on your way back in. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been our pleasure to have on today's program Tracy Emmerich, PhD. The book is Extreme Entrepreneurs, Steve Jobs and Jesus Christ. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.